Jesus is coming again, but we know not the hour, but he will come. Number 540. Great hymn, come and join with us, everyone singing. We know not of the Master's appearing, yet signs all foretell. When he shall return, 'tis a promise, but we know. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he will come in the clouds of his Father's bright glory, but we know not the hour. We'll watch and we'll pray, we'll watch and we'll pray, with our lamps trimmed and burning. We'll work and we'll wait. We'll sing and rejoice, every omen discerning, but we know not. He will come. Let us watch and be ready. He will come. But we know not the hour. We know not the hour, but we see the golden morning fast approaching, don't we? Let's sing about that. The golden morning is fast approaching. Jesus soon will come. 547. A great hymn, and I know you'll enjoy singing it. 547 together. The golden morning is fast approaching. To take his faithful and happy children to their promised home. Oh, we see the gleams of the golden morning. Oh, we see the gleams of the golden morning that will 547, the second stanza. The gospel summons will soon be carried to the nations round. The bridegroom then will cease to tarry and the trumpet sound. Oh, we see the gleams of the golden. See the gleams of the golden morning that will burst the tomb. This golden morning is fast approaching. The coming King is at the door. Let's sing this song just across the page, one stanza. The coming King is at the door, yes, even at the door. The coming King is at the door, who once the cross for sinners bore, and now the righteous ones alone. wonderful it will be when face to face we'll behold him. We're all longing and praying and working for that day, aren't we? Let's all sing that hymn now, Face to Face with Christ, my Savior. Face to face, what will it be when with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. Number 545. 545, you know this hymn. You won't need to look at the words together. Face to face with Christ, my Savior. Face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. Face to face shall I behold him. Starry sky, face to face in all his glory, I shall see. Now the Faith for Today male quartet will bring us their message and song.
We would like to bring you a Negro spiritual which has a message I believe that all of us are interested in. My Lord, I'm on my journey home.
My Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey home. My Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey home.
I went to the valley, I didn't go to stay. Was all but happy and I stayed all day. Got my religion and I got it in time.
On my journey home, my Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey home.
My Lord has done just what he said. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. On the cruel cross he suffered and bled.
On my journey home, my Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey home.
If religion was a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. But I've got a title to a mansion on high.
On my journey home, my Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey home. My Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey. My Lord, I'm on my journey. On
we're very happy to see so many here at the meeting this afternoon. In
we know that the Lord will again visit us by His Spirit. Grateful for the good meetings that we've had thus far. The order of the service this afternoon will be as follows. Brother NFP's Bible instructor at Loma Linda will lead us in prayer. And W.A. Nelson, the president of the Canadian Union, will give the opening hymn. Should have announced that first. And Brother Kapman, president of the Wisconsin Conference, will pronounce the benediction.
Let us turn to hymn number 669. 669. Father in heaven, we thank thee again for the blessed hope. We thank thee for the confidence that we have that in a little while the plan of salvation will reach its consummation and Jesus will come. We ask that thou wilt help us not only to be aware of the fact that Jesus is coming soon, but may we from the depths of our hearts love his appearing. May we know and love the Jesus whom we look for in the clouds of heaven. May he be our friend, the one who has saved us from sin, the one who has redeemed us. And may this great fact bring into our hearts a love and an appreciation that will make his coming real and precious to us. We ask, Father, that thou wilt forgive us of our sins, that thou wilt cleanse us of those things that would keep us from wanting to see our Master face to face. Wilt thou give us that experience that will enable us to look forward to his coming with confidence and to definitely wish for that day? We ask thy blessing upon the great work of the gospel that is going to the ends of the earth to prepare mankind for that great day. O Lord, wilt thou come into our hearts during this hour that we may truly worship thee and that we may come to appreciate the blessed hope more fully and come to know thee better as our Savior, our God, our King. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Someday, very shortly, that great event that we have longed for, prayed about, and preached about these many, many years will come to us in very real form. That is the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a glorious day that will be when the call comes to us to go home. We would like to sing about that for you. Someday I shall hear God's call of love.
Someday I shall hear God's call of love, God's call of love, calling to the land of endless day. I shall then be with my Lord above,
my Lord above.
Someday, someday, when the shadows flee, someday when the shadows flee away, sorrow shall be.
Shall cease.
In that land my Lord shall have full sway. Naught can mar its wondrous joy and peace. Someday, when the shadows flee, someday when the shadows flee away,
this announcement. Will the following brethren please meet at the close of this service in the choir room? Elders Rudy, Calkins, Dixon, Reebok, Bunch, Figuer, Schubert, and A.V. Olson at the close of the meeting in the choir room. Here's one other announcement. We hate to make announcement of the lost and found articles, but this seems to be quite important. A pair of glasses was lost at the morning service. If found, please leave in pastor's study. Tonight at 7:45, Faith for Today Kinescope, Brother Paul Wickman will be in charge. I would like to call our attention to one short paragraph in our bulletin that I think we have overlooked. Perhaps we've read it, I think it's a very important one. It's number 4 on one of the pages, right after the schedule is given. If you'll pardon me, I'd like to read this. Delegates to this Bible conference have come at a great expense from all over the world. Every delegate should be in his seat and on time for every Bible study and devotional hour. We should make these 13 days, and there are only 7, I think, left now, a time of earnest prayer, careful study, deep meditation, and serious heart searching. A second Pentecost. Let every delegate pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, such as climaxed the first Pentecost. The time has come. The hour is late. Perhaps it is later than you think. I have read this for the purpose of emphasizing this statement. Every delegate should be in his seat and on time for every Bible study and devotional service. I hope that we will bear that in mind as we continue these very important meetings tomorrow. The first meeting tomorrow morning will be at 9:00. Let's all be here and on time so we can begin our work and do it well. We're happy to have for this hour as our speaker, A.S. Maxwell, the editor of the Signs of the Times.
There are glories untold in that city of gold, on the banks of the beautiful river. Its wonderful light will burst on my sight. And what will it be to see Jesus? Untold in that city of gold, but what will it be to see Jesus. And wonder I stand with my hand in his hand, in the home with the ransomed forever. The sorrow all past, triumph untold in that city of gold. But
In reaffirmation of your faith and mine, shall we stand for the benediction? Kind Father, our faith has been confirmed as we have listened to the presentation of the 10 great signs of the imminent return of our Lord. And our hearts cry out with the beloved John, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Dismiss us with thy divine benediction, and may we live in the hope of the return of Jesus very soon. Amen.
Repeat this announcement after this stirring message and this wonderful song, but the following are wanted immediately in the choir room: Elders Rudy, Calkins, Dixon, Reebok, Bunch, Figure, Schubert, and A.V. Olson. Thank you.